What's going on, guys? Today, we're going to be talking about making some money. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I like making some money. Now, in the wise words of Young Nudie, man, just go out here and get you some money. But you might be asking, Caleb, how do I go and get me some money? There's a lot of ways, and I'll tell you guys. But before I do all of that, let me bring it back to 2009. That was way off. 2009, that was 6th grade? 2011. Yes. Take it back 7 years. Wow. 7 years. That's a long time. I just realized that. But take it back 7 years. It was a young Caleb Thompson, about 60 pounds lighter. about 5 inches shorter. And, you know, I was a freshman in high school. I was blessed to be in a family that had a solid financial situation, but my parents didn't have the money to buy me everything that I wanted when I wanted it. So I was like, how am I going to get me some money to get the things I want to get? I can't get a job. You know, I was a youngin' at the time. I was like, what, 14? And I mean, I could get a job, but I was like, I don't want to get a job. It's too much. So what I decided to do was get into a word that is now, and the whole kill is, I didn't even know that, like, this was the term for it back in that time when I was doing this, but e-commerce, basically selling a product and or service online through the internet to other customers on a global scale. So in high school, my freshman year, when I was doing e-commerce, I was using eBay and I was selling Pokemon cards. I was selling trading cards. So what I would do, I was kind of like a young trap lord, but you know, I was a young trap lord in a different avenue. So what I would do, I would take a gram scale, you know, I'd go into Target, I'd get the Pokemon cards. I get the newest set that just came out, because the newest set always had the most expensive cards. I'd go in there, I'd lay the scale down. Now this would look sketch as fuck, I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, my mom used to actually hate when I did that, because she was like, she thought that the feds would roll up on me and be like, what am I doing with this scale in the store? Like, looking back on it, it did kind of seem suspect. But what I would do, I would go in there, I would open up my scale, I would put the pack on the scale, and I would take all of the packs that weighed the most. Then I'd buy them, go back home, open them up, and then out of, like, let's say I bought 6 packs, 4 out of the 6 would have cards that were at least $15 to $20, and then the other 2 might have some cards that were like worth 5 or 10. And I spent like maybe $24 on all 6 packs, and then I would make like anywhere from 60 to 70. So it was a pretty lucrative business at the time, and it was easy for me because it was like I didn't have to do anything but go to Target and then ship out the cars when they sold. So as a kid who's 14 and doesn't have a job, this is seeming like a pretty good get up, you know? And to just think about how much it has exploded since then, and how many people have taken advantage of e-commerce, not just in the sense of selling things on eBay, but actually taking their passions and their hobbies and capitalizing off of them and being able to be self-sufficient, is really, really fascinating to me. And like, just how quickly it's become such a big thing is really fascinating to me. So I had to give that a long backstory just to let you guys know where I'm coming from when it when we have this discussion. But Cyrus, let's hear about some of your early e-commerce endeavors as a young child.
For real, I didn't get into the e-commerce too much. I watched it, but I sold a lot of stuff. I used to sell Snapple in middle school. I'd buy them in bulk and sell them individually, and that was my Trapology in middle school. And I would sell these little like Redskins limited edition tokens and stuff. I'd get them at 7-Eleven. My grandma would give them to me. And then I'd flip them at school because people were like, what is this? This is cool. You know what I'm saying? So then, you know, I got into selling shoes and stuff. And so whatever. But either way, e-commerce has become huge. And like Caleb said, you can really see that it's giving people the opportunity to be independent, because it allows people to take their dreams and expand their access to the world. The internet allows you to show your ideas to everybody, and now you can share your talent with the world. So I think that's really important to understand what the internet does and how e-commerce has leveled the playing field in a consumerist society. We're not like as dedicated to big brands anymore. You know, we're not as brand loyal, because your neighbor might be in there making clothes that are doper than Gucci, you know? And if he's selling them online, you know, instead of you going to the Gucci store and spending $500 on a shirt, you could go to your neighbor and spend $80, and you're supporting somebody that you know. So it's really about more than just like, oh, people can sell stuff. It's about you're giving the average person the ability to compete and be themselves. It's liberating. That's how I see e-commerce. It's truly liberating, and it gives people the ability to be themselves.
Definitely. I would definitely agree with that, especially in the fact that it breaks you away from that cycle of the 9-to-5, because when you have an e-commerce business, you're creating your own hours. You work when you want to. So your success and your e-commerce business is solely up to the actions that you take during whatever time of the day it may be. But that's all on you, you know, and it's liberating to have it be all on you, because now it's saying I can take control of my time and do things when I want to and when it's best for me to do it, as opposed to coming into an office from 9-to-5 and then getting off and then trying to do whatever it was I wanted to do for, I guess, what, 3-4 hours, and then going to sleep and doing it all again. You know, you have more freedom to move how you want to move. And I think that is truly where the sense of independence comes as a person, because at that point you're not, you know, dependent on a company, or you're not
selling your time.
Yeah, exactly. You're not selling your time, you know. You're selling your creative, you know, outlet, whatever that may be, and your skills within that, but you're not selling your time for money. So I think that really just shifts the whole dynamic, because it makes you realize, or I guess not realize, but it really just emphasizes the fact that time is more important than money, you know. Yeah. And once you break out of that cycle and you move in that direction, and you know, you're taking control of your day for yourself, you realize that the time that you have is very valuable. You know, it's more valuable than that $8.50 or that $11.50 or that $13.50 that you were going to make for that hour at your job. So
I just think, you know, people that are making $70,000 and $80,000 and $100,000, it's like you're still selling your time in the day to somebody else. You're selling your ability to be productive to someone else, and they're taking all and profiting off of all of your efforts. Like, that's crazy. Now we've gotten the ability to work for yourself. Recognize that, people. This is true liberation. Act like it.
Definitely.
It's decentralization, you know, too. Like, because we have a traditionally centralized system where everybody has to file into the few, and we're dependent on those few companies. But now we're allowed to create companies at any given moment. So if everybody's put on an equal playing field and those big brands have to now compete against all the small brands, you know, it gives consumers more choice. And as a consumer, you should be happy because now you don't have to choose from only a few products. You're not choosing from a cartel or a monopoly. You get to choose from everybody. And then you get to see a whole new kind of product. You know, you get to see so many different new kinds of things because you have, you know, Joanne in the cut who thinks differently from the rest of the world. She actually has that microphone to expand her voice, and now everybody can hear Joanne sing, or, you know, so, I mean, think about that.
Definitely, and I think the thing that the internet has done, which just completely obliterated the system, is now you can literally use e-commerce to do anything, you know, so I was giving you guys the story of what I did my freshman year in high school, but you can really do that with anything. You don't have to be selling Pokemon cards on eBay. You can be out here, you know. Another thing I really like to do is produce music. So I could open up my own beat website and start selling beats. You know, that is an e-commerce business. There are many other things that you can do as, you know, find your passions, find the things that you enjoy doing, find your creative outlets, and find a way to get that content out there to people, and people will, you know, be receptive of it, and you'll be able to capitalize and sustain yourself off of, you know, that content and you interacting with, you know, your customers or your fans or whatever it may be. This podcast right here that you guys are listening to us on can, you know, it's an e-commerce business, you know, so you can literally take anything that you are interested in, passionate about. It doesn't matter what it is, whatever you are passionate about, you can literally take that and, you know, be able to sustain yourself and fully focus on that. So I just really want people to recognize that and understand that that's something that they can do, and it's definitely possible and it can definitely be accomplished. So just want to make sure you guys just realize how powerful this e-commerce thing is now, and how powerful it how much, you know, like, it, I don't even have words for it. When you really think about it,
just be appreciative, man.
Yes.
Like, that's really what it is. Be appreciative that now, this is, like I said, this is a time where it's decentralization. You're not being controlled by a few people anymore. We now have freedoms that we never, as human beings, have experienced before. So I just think that we should be, like I said, be appreciative and act on it. You know what I'm saying? I think there should be more people out here doing cooking shows. You know, there should be more people just doing whatever you want to do. Don't let other people tell you you can't do what you want to do. They're nuts. Just because their ego is holding them back and they're not willing to do what they want to do, do not let that stop you. The world is unlimited. Just be consistent. You know what I'm saying? If you want to talk about crazy stuff online, open a blog. There's crazy people out here. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's an unlimited audience. Just do what you want to do, man. Like, and be happy. That's what it's about. Happiness has now been given to everyone because you have the choice to do what you want. You don't have to go and work a crappy job that you don't want to do because that's all that's available. No, you make what's available to you through the internet.
Yeah, so, you know, just recognize that you guys have the power. We all have the power to do what we want to do. So we want to hear from you guys. Let us know some of your side hustles or your full-time hustles, whatever they may be. Let us know if you guys have any e-commerce businesses or any ideas that you've been thinking about implementing into an e-commerce business and, you know, taking it full time and really being an entrepreneur for yourself. we're super excited to hear you guys' ideas on that. So
yeah, maybe we can collaborate. Maybe we can, you know, shout you out. Like, it's all about sharing. This is a community. Let's become a team. So
yeah,
keep that in mind too. Always be open to help each other. Don't be so focused on self. So I mean, even if you're making your thing, be willing to hear other people's thing. You know what I'm saying?
Because
you never know how that can influence you and take you to the next level.
Collaboration is the true key to success. Just always remember that. So with that being said, we're going to hop up out of here. Always find something to be grateful for. Be the reason somebody smiles today. Just try to brighten up someone's day. This is Caleb, and I'm out.